CL TV News with Rigobert Maniga. In headlines, senators meeting in plenary are questioning four members of government on a wide range of issues, one of them being the curiosity to understand the reason behind government's suspension of the PhD program in Cameroon's higher education system. Top comedian turned politician Michael Ozi has been sworn in as Malawi's vice president at a ceremony held in parliament in the capital Lilongwe. Fantaye Belamin of Ethiopia has won the first gold medal of the 23rd edition of the African Athletic Championships in Douala. The 2024 state budget of the Republic of Cameroon has been balanced in income and expenditure to the tune of 7,278,100,000 CFA francs. This follows an ordinance signed this Thursday by the President of the Republic, modifying and completing certain provisions of a decree of December 19, 2023, promulgating into law the finance bill for 2024. Albert Njembonde has read through the document and presents the keynotes.
It is a 45-page document divided in two parts, the first relating to how the 2024 state budget is balanced in income and expenditure, while the second stipulates special measures and questions relating to public financing. Certain provisions of the tax code have been modified, notably Article 548, which puts fiscal stamps for ordinary passports and some official documents at a cost of 110,000 francs. Article 549 puts fiscal stamps for the national identity card and resident permits at 10,000 francs. The ordinance provides levies for visas and visa extensions ranging between 0 to 6 months and above 6 months at a cost which ranges between 100 and 150,000 francs. According to the ordinance, financial resources destined for the reconstruction of the far north, northwest and southwest regions considered economic disaster zones is fixed at 35 billion CFA francs this year, 2024. The ordinance gives the state more possibilities of widening its sources of revenue collection, pushing the state budget balanced in income and expenditure at 7,278 billion CFA francs, up from 6,740 billion CFA francs.
Albert Njembonde. And back to our headline story, the Upper House of Parliament is meeting in plenary to address oral questions to four members of government. The senators are asking questions relating to the suspension of the PhD program in the country's higher education system, the security situation in the northwest, southwest, far north and east regions, the situation of mining projects in the country, especially in the far north, as well as the fact that only 1% of Cameroon's public investment budget is reserved for the whole sector. To provide answers to these questions are the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defense, Joseph Biti Asomo, the Acting Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development, Fu Callistus Gentry, and the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manau Damalachi. The plenary sitting is chaired by the President of the Senate, Marcel Nyat Njifenji. Meanwhile, members of the National Assembly have been questioning cabinet ministers on a series of preoccupations with regards to their constituencies. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Bateta Twekwe filed in this report from the National Assembly.
9 verbal questions addressed to 5 members of government on a wide range of pertinent preoccupations. The Minister of Public Works and that of Public Health had to answer 6 of the questions. Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Djoumessi clarified MPs on issues that focused on the deplorable state of the country's road network, the administrative and financial management of the National Civil Engineering Equipment Pool, MAGENI, and security measures taken in the restive regions to ensure effective road construction, the implementation of the universal health coverage in some subdivisions without health centers, the pressing need for Cameroon to increase the funding for seasonal malaria chemo prevention campaign, and the need to provide the Marwa Regional Hospital with specialists are some of the problems raised by MPs, which received clarifications from Dr. Manauda Malashi, the Ministers of Secondary Education, Post and Telecommunication, and that of Women's Empowerment and the Family also took turns to respond to questions raised by the people's representatives. This under the sight of the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril, as he retired. Deputy Speaker Honorable Ombo Berry took over to preside over the plenary devoted to the adoption of the bill to authorize the President of the Republic to ratify the protocol amending the Marrakesh Agreement establishing the World Trade Organization by inserting the agreement of June 17, 2022 on fisheries subsidies in Annex 1A and another draft law to regulate archives in Cameroon. Both bills are being defended by the Ministers of Trade and Culture, who are currently throwing light on shadowy areas for subsequent adoption. Doris Batitata Ekwe, the National Assembly.
1,230 graduating second-class soldiers of the Rapid Intervention Battalion B have been told that selfless defense, selfless service to their nation and its people should guide their actions as soldiers. The statement was repeated over by military officials at the B base of Manawo B in the Southwest region during the graduation ceremony of the 2024 contingent of trainee second-class soldiers. Major General Philip Pai presided over the event. Details with Charles Abuno.
The 2024 contingent of trainee second-class soldiers of B began their initial training in the month of February 2024. During the training, they developed a lot of knowledge and skills. Lieutenant Colonel Umaru Tapale is the commander in charge of training at B.
We train them within 4 months how to maneuver in combat like a single soldiers. They learn also how to manipulate their weapon. We give them spirit that soldiers are supposed to have. They should be have a devotion of the Republic. They should like the Republic first of all.
During the ceremony, some of the new second-class soldiers showcased some of the skills that they have acquired. Going through the training was challenging for the trainees, but their resilience has seen them through and they are happy. Second-class soldier Issa Makro Issa.
Today is a big day for me and my family. We thank our Komsei Captain Musa, who did all his effort to make us to be a man now.
The second-class soldiers are ready to give their all for the protection of Cameroon's territorial integrity and its people.
Charles Abuno reporting. Officials of the Regional Delegation of Basic Education in the Southwest region say measures will be put in place to fight against the establishment of clandestine schools in the region. This was during a meeting of the Southwest Regional Commission for Private Basic Education, which took place in Buya under the auspices of the Delegate of Basic Education, Mrs. Rose Bume. Kange Angela Pearl reports.
Stakeholders of the basic private education sector have met to evaluate the 2023-2024 academic year in the Southwest region. The misappropriation of state funds, illicit collection of PTA dues, and clandestine schools are some of the challenges of this sector. Elangwe Rose Bume is the regional delegate for basic education.
Some of the schools are not still functioning, but I want to believe that this academic year we are going to put more strategies to work even with the chiefs in the villages, to work with our mayors, to work even with politicians.
She uses this opportunity to urge proprietors of clandestine schools to regularize their situations.
From the DIO, the inspectors, divisional delegates, and us at the regional delegation, coupled with the law enforcement officers, we have to go out to make sure that those schools that are not supposed to operate, they will be closed. And we are going to do it before September to enable parents not to fall victims.
The Education Secretary for Lay Private Education,
Dr. Eba Moses,
proposes some recommendations for a successful school year 2024-2025.
To put in place facilities that will revitalize the secretariat to produce exhaustive and detailed database which will be able to give us the situation of every school. Let everybody know the contribution of all the stakeholders.
Basic education continues to be the main foundation for learners, and officials continue to reassure their commitment to render their services to the state. Kinge Angela Pa, CRTV, Boya.
The Minister of Transport has suspended the driving licenses of 10 drivers in the Littoral, Central and Southwest regions for a period of 12 months following a special road safety campaign launched on the 5th of June 2024. The drivers are deemed guilty of trespassing the continuous line and being involved in dangerous overtaking. According to a communique signed by the Minister of Transport, Jean-Enes Masinangale Bibin, the road safety staff of the ministry trapped the defaulters on the 12th of June 2024 National Route No. 3. The communique further warns that serious sanctions await users who continue to violate the highway code. The foundation stone of a 160-meter-long bridge over the Malombo River in Makak Subdivision, Nyong and Kele Division of the Central Region, has been laid today by the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Kanon Jumesi. This was during a ceremony in Makak, attended by the recipients of Makak and elite of Nyong and Kele, led by the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Rengene. Patience Wingo is in Makak, from where she now reports.
The event started with benediction rites by a college of over 20 traditional rulers of Makak, popularly called the Babombox and Bombox, to exhort the gods of their land to bless the construction project of the bridge over the Malombo River. The project, to cost 8.7 billion CFA francs, will be realized with funding from the public investment budget of the Republic of Cameroon. The bridge will be a 160 meters double girder steel concrete one to consist of bidirectional pavement with two lanes of 2.5 meter each and two sidewalks of 1 meter each located on either side of both lanes. The Director General of the contracting firm China First Highway Engineering Company Limited promised to do a formidable job with the assistance of Cameroonian Consortium Intech General Engineering as the control mission for monitoring and evaluation. Minister of Public Works Emmanuel Nganun Jomisi said the bridge is a gift from the President of the Republic to the people of Makak and beyond to boost socioeconomic development. He added that upon completion, the infrastructure will ease the transportation of people and goods in Minka, Bituktuk village, and harness trade between the populations of Nyong and Kele and Funzi divisions in the center region and those of the Sanaga Maritime, Nkam and Vuri divisions in the littoral. This especially because the project goes along with the development of the Minka and Bituktuk access roads on both sides of the river with an overall distance of 960 meters. Patience Wingo, CRTV News, Makak.
142 architects who have taken service in Yaoundé have been challenged to practice their profession with conscience, probity and responsibility. The Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kechakotes, gave the advice in Yaoundé during the ceremony to officially initiate the architects into the National Order of Cameroon Architects, ONARC. Helen Nuyidin reports.
The National Order of Cameroonian Architects brings together all architects operating in the country, and it is responsible for maintaining their moral principles. The architects ensure to comply with the rules laid down by the Code of Ethics. A call for duty as over 100 architects swore today, and one of them, Samuel Doga, says he will use the skills acquired to develop his community.
Anytime we lose without improvement in our quality of life, quality of construction, quality of harmony, we lose something.
The Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kechakutes, for her part, encouraged the architects to go towards transformative and innovative solutions in order to solve the housing problems in Cameroon.
And here now is Minister Celestine Kechakutes stating the important role the architects will play in the socio-economic development of Cameroon.
I really want to
thanks the Bureau, the President of ONAC, for the quality of the organization of this session, for the professionalism that they have put into the selection of these 142 young architects. Because being architect will be to construct, not to destroy. Your signature should be in terms of contribute to the modernization of our country. And they do agree, because the sermon that they took is to support the head of to modernize and to build a wonderful cities where no one is leaving behind, where people are happy to live together because of the quality of the housing.
The Minister of Urban Development, Celestine Kechakutes, speaking there. It has been confirmed that no Cameroonian pilgrim was victimized in the recent heat wave tragic incident that led to the death of several pilgrims in Mina on the outskirts of Mecca. The revelation was made today in Mecca by the Cameroon ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Iya Tijani, in an interview granted to Seoul TV. Our special envoy to Saudi Arabia, Ngoninge Swaibo Nshari, picks up the rest of that story.
It was during one of their outings to perform the Hajj ritual of stoning the devil at Jamarat that a number of pilgrims died, most of them elderly people. This was as a result of heat waves, which saw temperatures rising to as high as 48 degrees Celsius or even more. The head of the Cameroon Hajj mission, Mahmoudou Alhaji Kona, saw some of the victims on his way from Jamarat.
When coming back from Jamarat, we saw many people lying on our way to the camp. Pilgrims who died, all what we saw, there was no a black pilgrim.
In the wake of the tragic incident, social networks and even some mainstream media organs have been advancing alarming figures of victims, claiming that some of them were Cameroonian pilgrims. In the light of this development, the head of the Cameroon official delegation for the Hajj, Iya Tijani, who is the country's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, has revealed that no Cameroonian pilgrim was involved in the incident.
I would like to say that no Cameroonian pilgrim was involved in the tragic incident.
He further disclosed that only two Cameroonian pilgrims died even before the start of the Hajj.
Two Cameroonian died before the start of Hajj. They died for what they had right from Cameroon.
While extending his condolence and that of the government of Cameroon to the bereaved families, Ambassador Iya Tijani has equally announced that all Cameroonian pilgrims are currently doing fine and are waiting to start leaving for Cameroon on the 24th of this month. Osmaila Tuku, Ngoninge Swaibu Nshari, CRTV News, Mecca.
A melange of jazz, rock, blues, and gospel genres of music will constitute the package musical artists in Yaounde are set to serve their audience on this year's edition of World Music Day. Our reporter Joyce Cliff Tata exchanged with some of them on their agenda of the day and the significance of World Music Day to their musical career. Here is our report.
She sings in Lamso, one of Cameroon's national languages from the Northwest region, in celebration of World Music Day.
I'm a musician, I'm a songwriter. When we cough, it sounds the same. Music is something that you cannot explain, but you feel it.
They are musical artists who all have particular ways they see music, as one of Cameroon's iconic Afro-jazz artists shares with us.
I'm Sonzi Jenny, an international female artist. I sing in a tone because it gives me that opportunity every time I sing abroad to promote my culture.
World Music Day is generally, to many of them, a moment to share with the public soul-touching melodies gratis.
I'll be celebrating this special day at Bonaberry Cafe with a live concert.
I decided to share two works of mine on my YouTube channel, on TikTok too.
Olerma namora namora samana samahe.
Music, a five-letter word, but universal in nature, uniting many regardless of language, cultural, or social boundaries, because the artists say...
Interesting indeed. 20 minutes gone after 7 p.m., this is CLTV News. Top comedian turned politician Michael Osei has been sworn in as Malawi's vice president at a ceremony held in parliament in the capital Lilongwe. The 55-year-old replaces Solos Chiluma, who died in a plane crash earlier this month along with 8 other people. Dr. Osei received a standing ovation when he spoke after his inauguration, saying he accepted the role with a mixture of sadness and gratitude. He promised to honor his predecessor's memory and thanked President Lazarus Chakwera for believing in him as he takes up his position as vice president in the power-sharing government. In sports, Fataye Belomin of Ethiopia has won the first gold medal of the 23rd edition of the African Athletic Championships that started today in Douala. She was the first athlete to cross the finish line in the 5,000-meter race this afternoon. CLTV's envoy Marcel Mfoche is at the Japuma Stadium. Hello.
Good evening, brother, and thanks for joining us at the Japuma Sports Complex, where the one action in all the disciplines has ended. The good news is that Cameroonian athlete Nora Atimoni has not been able to defend her gold medal won during the 22nd edition of the African Athletics Championships in Mauritius. She has finished fourth in the women's discus final that ended a while ago. Meanwhile, Emmanuel Etseme, who is one of Cameroon's 22 athletes that entered the competition today, has booked a semi-final ticket in the men's 100 meter series after outclassing his opponents in this category. He is joined in the series by another Cameroonian sprinter, Rafael Kangele. This increases Cameroon's chances of winning at least a medal in this category. Meanwhile, the first gold medal of the championships was clinched by Ethiopian athlete Fantaye Belaine after finishing the women's 5,000-meter final in 15 minutes 26 seconds. The day will culminate with the official opening ceremony of the games, which will begin any moment from now. It will be chaired by the personal representative of the head of state, Minister Narcisse Muele Kombi of Sports and Physical Education. He will be accompanied by the president of World Athletics, Sebastian Coe, and other top dignitaries. The ceremony is expected to showcase Cameroon's rich cultural heritage while also celebrating one of Africa's most cherished sporting events. Reporting live from the 23rd African Athletics Championships in Douala, this is Richard Bebe and Marcel Mfuchie.
And we do apologize for the quality of that sound from Japuma. We hope to improve on the situation. To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. Senators meeting in plenary are questioning four members of government on a wide range of issues, one of them being the curiosity to understand the reason behind government's suspension of the PhD program in Cameroon's higher education system. Top comedian turned politician Michael Osei has been sworn in as Malawi's vice president at a ceremony held in parliament in the capital, Lilongwe. Fantaye Belamen of Ethiopia has won the first gold medal of the 23rd edition of the African Athletic Championships in Douala. CLTV News.